Unit 15, Wedding Ceremonies. The wedding commenced without any major problems leading up to the big celebration. Mark, the bridegroom. Bridegroom was a prominent member of high society in England and was excited to be married. His father had taught him all about international commerce. Commerce as a boy, and he founded a profitable export company before turning 21. Many men admired Mark for his ambitious business tactics and all the success he achieved over the course of his lifetime. No one believed that Mark's fortune was not deserved. Deserved, as he had worked hard for all that he had. His fiancée's name was Amy. Amy worked at a university as an English professor and had for some time. Since arriving at the institution, Amy boasted grades and attendance more than any predecessor was ever able to do. Of particular note, Amy found ways of allocating some of the university's funds to helping out less fortunate students afford college. She was very considerate in making sure that everyone had a fair chance of getting a higher education. The two met each other at a seminar at the university. A prominent lawyer was speaking out about law and justice. Law and justice. In third world countries, Mark and Amy were both in attendance since they knew what a mess some of these countries were in, especially when it came to corruption and unfair elections. They both hoped that they could use their knowledge and resources to aid those who required it. On that very day, they had lunch together and started talking about how industrial nations needed to start cooperating with these countries in order to better their situations. They fell in love with each other's ideas and eventually they became the perfect match. Prior to the wedding, the company received many gifts, including kitchen appliances, and tools, though they both desperately wanted to move into a house after the wedding. They agreed to remain in the city a few more years so that Mark could be closer to work. On the day of the wedding, everyone in London came to celebrate. Members of Parliament sat side by side next to Mark's soccer team members. Some of these men had been in a fight that day on the soccer field, but there were only minor injuries. Minor injuries to show for it. They were a rowdy bunch of men, but Mark had been insured that they would behave at the wedding. As he stood at the front waiting for his bride to walk down the aisle, Mark turned pale. Pale with nervousness.